Hey friends, the moment that we have all been waiting for, at least we have been waiting
We
for.
have been waiting for.
We'd like to introduce to you the newest member of the Yuzinski family, Pascal David Yuzinski. And we're so blessed to have another son in our family. So
Yes.
I know so many of you showed a tremendous outpouring of support for Janelle's pregnancy. And we thought this video, we're just gonna, Janelle's gonna share with you how it all unfolded.
All
So,
right.
baby was born how long?
On Sunday morning, so it was the Feast of Corpus Christi. We had just spent the afternoon at the lake with my family. Got home, got the kids all washed up, put them to bed. I went to sleep, and then at 1:30, I woke up, and I was like, "Uh-oh, think something's happening." And I was like pleading with God. I'm like, "I would still like maybe a couple more days." I don't know why I was doing that. But I was like, but Lord, if this is your will, this would be wonderful. We would be so grateful to receive our child today. So at 1:30, things started, and I waited to see how things were going to progress or if things were going to stop. We have been under the care of midwifery for, I guess this would be my fifth pregnancy with the midwives. And prior to Pascal's birth, I have had four home births, water births, in a birthing pool. And I'm always under the kind of the thought that, we will see how this delivery goes. If there's any signs of complication, we will just head to the hospital. There's no question about that. And so we just proceeded as planned, and everything, it was really probably the most beautiful, quick delivery that I have had up to date. So it started at 1:30 and he was here by 4:33.
Yeah, so it was a
3 hours later.
3 hours of hard labor or
Yeah, pretty
labor.
much. Like it was progressing. Like every contraction, I could tell that it was getting more difficult. And I don't want to say difficult, but like it was just, there was just more, I was getting closer, to receiving this child. I called the midwife and told her, and she's like, "Okay, I'm on my way."
At that point, that's my cue of get the pool ready, fill it up with water.
Honestly, the midwife arrived maybe like 15 minutes before he was born. I didn't realize it was going to be so fast. I thought, "Okay, I think this baby's going to be here before 5," but he came at 4:30. And I was probably in the pool for like three or four contractions, and he was out.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful that it went as it went.
Compared to other deliveries, this has been was pretty, I don't want to say smooth, because what do I know? But would you say easier?
I think that they all have their beautiful challenges. No,
It
it's good. This is the way God has designed birth, and I'm just so grateful that I was given the privilege to experience that.
Yeah, but compared to the other ones in the pool, I just feel
Yeah, I
like
just
just.
find when it's longer, you have more time to be like, "Oh, when's this going to be over?" Whereas this was just like, "Okay, this is coming fast, and we're almost there. The end
Yeah.
is in sight. This baby is almost in my arms." That's the moment I like live for.
Because I could hear your breathing progress as the pool was being filled, and I thought, oh, baby's coming soon, and I hope we get this pool
Yeah,
filled
I almost
up.
thought we weren't going to have a water birth, which
Yeah.
is, that's, if that was God's plan, that's fine
So this
too.
surprised me because things happen so quickly. And then just, in the pool yourself, it's just, you weren't there long at all.
Right. And like as soon as the midwife arrived, she checked for a baby's heart rate and just to make sure that baby was happy and everything was good and that we didn't need to go to the hospital. And so she was taking the proper precautions. And yeah, and I asked her, I said, "How come you think this one went so fast?" She's like, "Sometimes it's just the positioning of the baby." And I think like when he came out, you could tell his head was sort of like, you could tell he was in that
Cone
spot
head.
for a while. And anyhow, I think that that just really helped just to make things progress really, really well.
And one of the beautiful things about the home birth experience, or particularly the water birth in this situation, was that when baby Pascal was born in the water, it's like he goes from kind of fluid in the womb to water in the pool, so he doesn't need to use his lungs right away. So baby comes out, you could let baby float for a couple seconds if you want, right? But baby came out
Right, and I just
and
picked him up right
then
away.
you were the first one
to hold him.
To hold him.
Yeah. That was so special.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm just so glad to be on this side pregnancy.
Now, some may realize, okay, baby came kind of early in the morning and we already have six kids. So what in the world happened with all the other six kids?
Yeah. We had a plan that, you know, they would go to my parents' house and stuff, but my parents were still at the lake. And really at 1:30 in the morning, I didn't want to call my parents and be like, can you come back to the city? Just the way that this delivery was progressing, I thought, okay, I think this baby's just going to come in the middle of the night and I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just not going to worry about it. It's going to be what it's going to be. And so they all stayed sleeping. We did get our son to move downstairs just because he was right across the hall from us. And
doesn't need to hear that.
Yeah. though I think he was awake. Oh my goodness. He's like, Mom, I thought you were dying. Anyhow.
And I'm just so grateful to you, Janelle. You sacrifice so much to be able to give life. A woman sacrifices her body, their emotions, their just the whole way of life is turned upside down, especially as baby starts coming, you know, and it's hard, but you did it.
But you know what? It's beautiful. I feel like if God didn't make it this way, it wouldn't be as beautiful. You know, there's something special about being able to enter into that. And I think, you know, just the preparations that I made beforehand, like the praying, like mentally preparing myself, just reading beautiful birth stories, going through some great Catholic resources about birth and delivery, it made me not afraid. And I think that's a huge part. It's like when you unite your suffering with the suffering of Christ, it makes it beautiful and it makes it sacred. And I think that it made it manageable. I'm not saying that it was easy. Like, that's why it's called labor. And the thing is, I always knew I can work hard. I can make my body work hard if I need to. So why am I fearing this? Why am I resisting this? And I think the fact that I just allowed my body do what it needed to do and I wasn't resisting, it just made everything just come that much easier and more smoothly.
So that was 2 days ago.
That was Sunday morning and today is Tuesday.
Yeah. So how are you doing now?
Oh, I feel like the recovery so far has been good. I mean, it's pretty recent here, but nursing's going well.
You're resting up.
The kids all had a sleepover at my parents the first night. So that was nice to have a calm house. And then my mother-in-law is here now for a nice while. So I feel like we are spoiled to have help. Mm-hmm. So I know there's so many families who don't, and it really does make a difference for sure.
And for those expectant mothers out there wondering, like, how can I prepare for pregnancy? Maybe spiritually speaking, we've provided a resource.
Yes. So we just recorded some prayers for expectant mothers. I feel like it would be a great tool just to listen to, you know, on repeat or something like that if you wanted. You know, even for myself, every single night before this baby came, almost every single night, I would have a bath and I would listen to some beautiful prayers from an app called Made for This Birth. And it really just helped set my mind and my heart in a place that was peaceful. And I think that's really important, to be peaceful. Because there's so many things in our life that we can't control. And one of them is like the timing of birth. We just can't control it, right? And I think as moms, we like to be in control of things because there's so many different aspects that we're kind of navigating, whether it's multiple children or whether it's, you know, meals, whatever it might be. So the more you can control, the better. I think this is a good lesson for us to know that God is the one who's truly in control.
So we'll link it to those prayers at the end of this video if you're interested.
He was 6'11" when he was born.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
And what else? We actually didn't have a name until last night. It took us over a day and a half to pick a name.
And so we chose Pascal because Saint Pascal has a great devotion to the Eucharist. And of course, he was born on the Feast of Corpus Christi.
That's right.
So That's the name.
For those of you who know, like, our family makeup, so we, our oldest child is a girl. She's 11. And then we had our son, Jacob. And then now it's been 10 years and we have another son. And so I'm joking that between Jacob and Pascal are 10 years and four sisters. And it was kind of beautiful. And I feel like it was a little gift from God, because I think one of the first things, actually right away when he came, I just held him for a moment and just entered into that moment. And then I checked the gender, because we didn't know. And I was like, it's a boy. And then I said to Ken, I'm like, happy Father's Day, right? Because it was also Father's Day on Sunday. So I think that was a little bit special. I mean, we would have gladly received a daughter as well. But now we have another son.
And feel very blessed. So friends, thanks for watching. Thank you for sharing in our joy. And I'll talk to you later.